The Endless Election, and Gary Johnson brain farts all over his campaign.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for September 9th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. As many of you know, you were reading the strip. It began this week with the endless campaign of Winslow being stunned that it's not over yet.
Two more months,
at least, and that doesn't even include the recount.
You think there's going to be a recount?
And the electoral battle and the Civil War, which could last for decades. But the story, what I want to get to really, because I think it's the meat of the strip, I really went all in this week to endorse Gary Johnson. I said, okay, this is, bear in mind, these are written 2 weeks ago, at least, and a half weeks ago. And so I go nuts. I just say, Gary Johnson's the only guy, he's sober. And then a day before yesterday, right?
Right, and that's the best part, is the strip of that day was Winslow saying about Gary Johnson, what's the catch? And Carmen saying, there is no catch. And, of course, you got comments.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
From Father Robert, who emailed us, saying, nope, no catch at all, as long as you're not expecting Gary to do foreign policy and stuff. And then from Jeff, emailed saying, Aleppo. Oops, I guess there is a catch.
Yeah, just to get you caught up with the story, if you're not familiar with it, which I'm sure you may already be, is that Gary Johnson was on Morning Joe, and he was asked about Aleppo, which, of course, is, for most of us, we could remember pretty quickly, is a town in Syria. The hospital recently got bombed by the Russians, and that picture of the sad little boy who was covered in dust and blood was a victim of that attack. So Aleppo is a place where four or five different forces are trying to take over the city. Gary Johnson looked blank-faced and said, what's Aleppo? And, of course, the host, being from MSNBC, went, you've got to be kidding! And later, to his credit, Governor Johnson came back and said, you know, this morning, an appearance on a television show, I proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am human. And he went on to say that he just, like what I just said in the introduction, he had a brain fart.
He also said that he thought it was an acronym, that he was saying Lipo, and that Lipo wasn't, you know, sounded like an acronym for something. He wasn't.
Right. But he said, I made a mistake. It was a mistake. He said, I'll make more of them. And rather than try to spin it, make it sound like it was something that it wasn't, he fessed up, and it's always kind of been his mantra during the campaign, is tell the truth and you don't have to remember what you said. And you know who was really great? You know who was really gracious about this?
Who, Scott?
I was stunned. It was Hillary Clinton. She was asked about it later that day, and she challenged the reporter asking the question. She says, let me pull out a map of Syria and see if you can point out Aleppo. And I would doubt that they could. So,
right.
I mean, I'm not making excuses. Listen, this is big. This is a big... Now I'm happy. Well, it was a boo-boo, but the governor of Texas, who had the three things during the debate that he was going to cut, and he remembered two of them.
Was that Perry?
Yeah. Rick Perry?
Right.
That was so funny. Oh, my gosh. And so it's kind of, but it killed his campaign.
And yeah, though you would think you'd have that written down. Wasn't a question that came out of nowhere. It was you planned to say this in your talk.
Right. But still, you would suspect you would know Aleppo. And it has been, now everyone knows, now everybody knows who Gary Johnson
is. That's true, yes. He got a lot of attention for that, whether it's good or not.
You know, you can't be a third-party candidate who's changing things and changing the rules and changing the political landscape. No, you screw up on one question, and this is what happens. But to be fair, I think it's an important moment, and I'm not going to cover for my guy. He is still my guy. I think you're allowed a slip up or two.
Yeah.
But this is big. This is embarrassing, and it happened on a big stage. And you know, you should be paying attention.
Right.
I've given a speech once. I'll never forget this. It was to a pretty sizable crowd, and it was my typical speech, and I was halfway through a sentence, and I totally forgot what I was talking about. I mean, totally, absolutely blank, no idea.
I think everyone's been there, not in front of millions of people. But.
No, well, there's that. So Gary Johnson, I'm going to actually writing about that for the strip, and so look for it in a couple of weeks, because it's going to be an issue. I think I have to,
You have to bring it up,
I'm not just going to bring it up, I'm going to make fun of him.
Okay.
Because he, you know, deserves it. So any other comments about, or any more people making me, telling me I'm stupid for endorsing this guy?
No, some of these were from before that happened. Brian said, because you're discussing about the election lasting, you know, 2 more months to go. And Brian said, the good news is that there is only 2 months until the election. The bad news is that one of the two worst choices we have seen in more than 100 years will then be commander-in-chief for at least 4 years.
Yeah. No, I'm getting a ton of emails, not a ton, but emails and discussions about this election, and people are getting more and more locked down on their decisions, who they endorse. And so you can't say anything bad about Hillary. You can't say anything bad about Trump without getting scads of emails and angry letters.
And speaking of, here's one.
Okay.
Here's one from Therese, who likes your comic strip and is very happy with it, except that she's talking about Donald Trump, and she says the Republicans didn't nominate him. In fact, they have done everything they can to not support him. But the Donald is the choice of the people who are tired of both Democrats and Republicans in D.C. not listening. I supported Ted and still have his bumper sticker on my car, but I will be voting for Mr. Trump. I do hope Carmen comes to realize Mr. Johnson is not the answer, that it is time for a change in D.C. Otherwise, I'm afraid the change will be a revolution where nobody wins.
Yeah, be aware of who's leading the revolutionary parade, because, you know, it can be either be, you know, a good person, or it can be Lenin, you know. It just, and this guy, I can never come around. I will never come around. I'm a never Trump guy.
I would think that Johnson is still a better answer than
he's a moderate choice. I mean, that's what's weird. The libertarian candidate all of a sudden is the moderate choice. Who could have seen that one coming?
Not me.
That's adorable. We're adorable.
Oh,
we're
so cute.
We're America's adorable podcasters, is what we are.
I have nothing to say to that.
You don't. Anyway, okay, so that does it for this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I'm awfully glad you listened in. If you want to keep checking in to see what Carmen and Winslow are up to, gocomics.com. I was actually had lunch with a salesman, the guy who sold my first comic strip to my first newspaper, a guy named John Matthews, a wonderful guy. I think he's going to be listening in. So, John, thanks for lunch. Made me late. And so, Mike Heideman, thank you for being my producer.
Thank you, Mike.
He does exist. He's on the phone now. Apparently, we've bored him, so he's working his telemarketing
he's
job.
A young, busy guy.
He is. He's young, he's single, and he loves to mingle. Anyway, so Mike Heideman, thanks for all you've done. Thank you, WGN Plus. If you want to check out Prickly City, again, go to gocomics.com/Prickly City, or go to scottstantis.com. And if you want to drop us a line, please do so at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's it for us now. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.